News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The comments by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar calling for a full health service to run over Christmas. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Paddy Gilligan, President of the Irish Medical Organisation. Dr. Gilligan, your reaction to the Taoiseach's comments?
I suppose the comments of the Taoiseach were born out of frustration with the ongoing challenges that we're having with regard to waiting lists and patients spending significant time on trolleys. But the reality is there's huge frustration amongst the medical profession and the nursing profession as well, that the issues that we've been highlighting now for many, many years still have not been addressed. For example, 10 million facilitate patients moving to nursing home facilities or to have home care packages put in place is a tiny drop in the ocean of what is required, insofar as at any given time in the public hospital system in Ireland, we have about 15% of the bed base occupied by people who could be better cared for in those
environments. Okay, but is he right about Christmas?
No, he's not right about Christmas. The reality is that we have overcrowding year-round. We've just been through a summer where there's over 400 patients on trolleys for many weeks.
To be fair, Paddy, we all know the story in the health service all year-round. It's Christmas I do want to focus on. For example,
we want to focus on the care of patients
all year-round,
we want the government
to
do that as well.
Sure, but I want to focus on Christmas for this interview. Do radiology departments open over the Christmas period?
Absolutely. Working in an emergency department over the Christmas period, I can tell you that I can get a CT scan, an ultrasound scan, an MRI scan, and X-rays when I need them.
Are they operating at full steam, or do they close Saturday, Sunday, and the bank holidays?
No, they're not closed. To my knowledge, there is no emergency department in the country that does not have the facilities of a radiology department available to them 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
The laboratories, are they open and operating at full steam for the Christmas period, insofar as
patients require blood tests over the...
So it's more on call Christmas rather period. Than operating at full steam. Is that effectively it?
Well, essentially, planned care certainly tends to lessen over the Christmas period. And the reality of that is that patients don't want to be admitted to hospital when they could be with their families for planned procedures. So planned procedures definitely do decrease over the Christmas period. But in reality, what that does is it allows some additional beds to be available for patients requiring emergency admission.
Okay.
The problem, however, is...
Are all beds open over Christmas?
No, in many hospitals they're not. And the reason for that, actually, is that by the end of the year, a lot of hospitals aren't in a position to keep all of their beds open because they don't have the necessary financial resources. And that is something that Taoiseach could most definitely help with.
Okay.
So he could also ensure that we're not having a situation where surgeons are having their lists cancelled because there isn't an available bed to put the patient in.
Okay, so you're saying, just to be clear on this, Paddy, you're saying... The Taoiseach is absolutely wrong about everything he said, because he specifically mentioned radiology departments being open, laboratories being open, consultants not taking holidays for the first week of the year, and hospital beds not being open. You're saying he is wrong on all of those things?
Actually, he made one point, and that was that all available hospital beds should be open. And that's absolutely correct.
But you're saying it's for a different reason.
The reason that they're not open is the financial issues, but also actually the staffing issues. And these sort of comments by the Taoiseach don't help us with regard to the recruitment and retention of consultants.
Patrick, and I'm just asking this question out of genuine curiosity, because I don't know the answer to it. You're saying basically, to hear what you're saying, there is really no difference in how a hospital works for the 10 days around, 12 days around Christmas, as there is for any other time of the year. That's how I would interpret what you said. Is that a fair interpretation?
Well, not entirely. The difference is, as I've said, around planned care. And there is less planned care taking place in most hospitals around the country that is scheduled care, because essentially patients do not want to have their major operation on Christmas.
Is it the patients that don't want to, or the consultants don't want to?
Well, actually, we find that the attendance rate, for example, at clinics drops off over the Christmas period.
Sure.
So I think it's a combination, very definitely. Of course, consultants want to spend time with their family. And there isn't a doctor in the country, or indeed a nurse in the country, who hasn't given up time with their loved ones
to provide
care.
In a word, is the Taoiseach wrong on this?
The Taoiseach is misguided, and really where we need the emphasis to be is around the recruitment and retention of staff and the available capacity in the system, and optimising that capacity by moving patients who no longer need hospital care into nursing homes.
All right, we leave it there. Dr. Padraig Gilligan, President of the Irish Medical Organisation.